I looked up at the clock. 5 minutes until the bell. I really didn't feel like hearing this.
Mrs. Creed talked to Mrs. Kyle one of the times she was in the Wawa last night.
Alex grabbed my arm like this was totally important in comparison to his lying in my face.
She says she and Mr. Creed really want to believe Chris ran away, but she said she had kept every dime of his paper route money for 6 years. He's got $3,000 in the bank. She's been watching the bank account, like going online for the balance 3 times a day, and not a penny of it has moved. In other words, he hasn't touched his bank account, and no money is missing from anywhere in town. No money, no bus ticket. No muscle, no surviving in the woods. Yeah, she's starting to think he's dead. She's saying somebody else wrote the note to make it look like a suicide. And what really happened is that one of the Boones, probably Richardson, killed him and dumped the body. In the Pine Barrens, maybe the boondocks.
I pulled back and stared at him. Just like Leandra was saying yesterday.
You got it.
I shut my eyes and tried to tell myself that there was something to enjoy in this. Even my friends were getting some kind of roller coaster ride out of it. When your friends start talking all negative on the Boones, it's one thing. But here was a mature adult, the kid's own mother. Well, I felt confused. Did anyone see Richardson with Chris after school on Thursday?
I don't know.
He shrugged like that wasn't important.
All I know is that Mrs. Creed is now saying he had it in for Chris ever since he pushed Chris off the bleachers last year and busted his foot.
Oh. I had forgotten about that point. Here I was the night before thinking the Boones were overrated in the violence department. I had to admit to myself that of all the kids who had punched out Chris, Bo's thing had to be the worst. It made for a trip to the hospital, for x-rays and crutches and all that stuff. Plus, Bo carried a knife and mouthed off to people all the time. I was wondering if I should feel like a fool yet. Alex watched me look confused, and he shrugged.
Makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah, I muttered softly. But something about it was bothering me. The vision floated through my head of the day Bo pushed Chris, and all the medics showed up, and that red flashing glare of the ambulance bounced around the classroom walls. The medics had taken Chris out in one of those non-movable neck contraptions. It was a big deal. Bo got in a lot of trouble, especially when his only excuse was,
"The dude was all motor-mouthing right in my ear and wouldn't shut up."